In the hills of Los Angeles, where the famed Hollywood sign stands, lies an urban war zone, a place where man and dog are not best friends, but rather locked in a turf battle over a piece of land called Runyon Canyon. Runyon Canyon is the largest dog park in the city, where on 134 acres, dogs can run free, untethered to their owners by a leash. Yet, some local residents and joggers and hikers are furious about the hundreds of roaming dogs and their owners who do not always clean up after them. Our correspondent Brian Unger has stepped into the mess. Brian.
I have to say city officials are hearing the residents' cries here, and they want to reduce this off-leash area from 134 acres to a mere 5 acres.
That's not going to work with Bowser.
Well, it is a fierce territorial dispute in which both sides do agree on one thing. It stinks. I went to the canyon, and immediately, Alex, I was met by two peacekeepers, officers McCullough and McCarthy of Animal Enforcement, who told me which law the dogs were desecrating.
What is that violation in your code? Like, is that a 285?
5349.
5349?
Yeah, LEMC.
5349 is leaving feces, dog feces, at the on the hill.
Exactly.
Now, to see a 5349 in progress, I was led into the canyon by our guide, Pam, and her scout, a Chihuahua mix named Frank.
Hi there. Hi, what's your name? Hi, little guy.
We crossed the border into the de-leashed zone at 8 a.m., morning rush hour, in Runyon Canyon. And immediately, we were confronted by packs of rambunctious off-leash dogs.
Ritualistic smelling of the behind going on here. And they're off and separated. That was basically a very calm engagement. How you doing? Don't poop. Police are down at the bottom.
A single beautiful moment, but not shared by everyone. To some, like resident hiker Michael Adrian, it's just one more instance of what he calls 17 years of human rights abuses in Runyon Canyon.
Have you seen any 5349s today?
Absolutely. I can show you now, I'm sure.
If this matter goes to court or some kind of tribunal, Adrian is willing to testify against dog owners.
Well, I have names.
You're willing to name names?
Oh, absolutely. Not necessarily...
Not on National Public Radio, yes. But you have names.
I have evidence, I'm telling you.
If there's a Switzerland in this fight, it is Elizabeth Clark and Elaine Gilboa, friends of Runyon Canyon, they call themselves, two women who recognize that 5349s are the violations of a few, and to protect the rights of the many, they've taken the matter into their own hands.
We do our community service hours. We pick up all the extra poop. That's why we both carry about 5 or 6 bags. So that's
the poor people who are unable to pick up after their own dogs.
Yes.
Well, that is incredibly giving of you.
Or taking. We take all the poop.
Despite load after load carried out of this canyon, 5349s littered our descent. Evidence that supports Michael Adrian's claim that this land is overused and that dogs' freedoms must be rolled back so that others' civil rights won't be.
I wanted to mention one thing, that Rodney King did a number of things that are against the law, and he still won a lawsuit of $3.8 million because of the human rights issue.
Like Rodney King, then, in your mind, you also are having your civil rights violated.
Absolutely. There's no question about it.
Surely this dispute will worsen. Yet dogs like Frank soldier on, oblivious to the gathering storm, as if it were just another walk in the park.
Come on, Frank.
Day to Day's Brian Unger reports the city of Los Angeles is continuing to consider limiting the size of the leash-free zone in Runyon Canyon. You can hear the Unger Report every Monday on this fine public radio station.